Okay, so now it's Federico's turn. Unfortunately, Daniel from the Camaglio Project couldn't be with us today, but Federico will talk to us about Steer and Chicken and maybe tell us why I'm getting all those robocalls from Enel Energia.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So thank you, Lorenzo, for the introduction. Yeah, my name is Federico Cavidu. I'm a voice lead developer at Libon. It's a voice application developed in France. And I am a contributor of the Camaglio project. And this presentation should have seen also Daniel, but he couldn't make it today. And Daniel Constantin Mierla is the co-founder of the Camaglio project. And today we are going. We are here to speak about sexy PIDX, which is a library, a CLI tool, and a REST API server implementing Steer Shaken. So first of all, what is Steer Shaken? Steer stands for Secure Telephony Identity Revisited. And SHAKEN stands for Secure Handling of Certain Information Using Tokens. So both they are a suite of protocols and procedures that have been designed to try to fight against robocalls and call ID spoofing, which is a huge problem in certain countries. And the name Shaken, it was inspired by James Bond and his predilection for martini drinks, Steer and not Shaken. So the name Shaken since Steer was already existing was created, as someone said, torturing English language to get this acronym. So basically, how does Steer Shaken work? Basically, when an originating provider receives an invite, so a call, first thing it has to decide which level of attestation, one of the three level of attestation that it can give to the caller. So there is a full attestation, which is the service provider has authenticated the calling party and can be sure that the entity using the phone number is authorized to do this. The more simple example is a landline subscription or an operator running a mobile network or a VoIP network where the devices are directly connected. Basically any way else to physically verify that the user is who claims to be. And we have a partial attestation, and so the service provider can authenticate the call origination, but it cannot confirm that the caller, the call source is authorized to use the phone number. It could be an example, a calling number behind an extension of an enterprise PBX. And then we have the third level, which is the gateway attestation level, when the service provider can authenticate the call origin, but it cannot verify the source. This could be the case, for example, of an international gateway or a provider receiving a call from an international gateway. So once decided the attestation level, the originating provider can create a SIP identity header. We will see later how it is formed, which contains information about the calling number, the called number, the attestation level, the call origination, and the certificate that it has been used for signing the identity. And the SIP invite is sent to the receiving the destination provider, which in turn, using the information of this SIP identity, can verify that the identity itself. So the global Shaken Steer framework includes several components. several entities and let's say a whole layer of governance, which is being a public infrastructure. We need a way to trust each one's certificate, so we have some policy administration PI, which is responsible to delegate to identify which are the certificate authority that are allowed to that are enabled to issue certificates for this infrastructure. And where it is used today, as today is used in deployed and enforced in US, in Canada, and since a few months in France, where it goes under the name of MAN, Mécanisme d'authentification de numéro. But it's basically using the steer shake, and it's just the governance layer is slightly different and more centralized. Okay, so let's quickly see, look at how this this CP identity header is built. This is the, you could say, see here, I was inserted, oh, sorry, in a message, and let's have a look. Basically, the CP identity header contain a JSON web token. It's the for and three parameters. The JSON web token has three sections. One header, it's highlighted in blue. In red, we have the payload, and then the signature is the green part. And then we have the identity header has finally three parameters. Let's see what are these attributes and parameters. So, sorry, I forgot to say that both header and payloads are base 64 URL and encoded JSON. So this is how they look at the other part, one encoded and decoded, and it has five attributes: the algorithm, the encryption algorithm, which must be ES256, the extension PPT, the extension used, in this case shaken, the type, the token type, the passport, and the X5U, which is the location of the certificate used to sign the token, or better, the public certificate that you can use to validate the signature. And the payload part, as it contains information about, as I said, the attestation level, the information about the destination, the timestamp, and the origin ID, which is a unique way for the sender to identify, for the provider to identify the actual sender. Yep, I already said that there are three levels of attestation. And finally, the signature part, which is obtained by base 64 URLing the encryption, the ES256 encryption of the concatenation of the JWT header and the JWT payload, both in their base 64 URL encoded. And finally, the parameters. The three parameters of the identities are the info, so again the location of the certificate must correspond to the X5U attribute of the JWT header. The algorithm used again must be ES256, and the extension used that must be shaken. So all of these said. So, how can you implement steer shaken in your infrastructure? Not only from SIP, not only the SIP part, but also the other component that you need for the certificate, the storage, the validation service, the signature service, etc. There are at least, at my knowledge, there are two open source projects just focused on steer shaken. One is the SignalWire libsteer shaken library, and the second one is SexyPDIX. That I'm going to. Yeah.
Did you make this slide?
Sorry.
Did you make this slide, or did I make it?
No, I did.
Oh.
Why?
I'll ask again. It's okay.
Okay. So SexyPIDX, it's a project created by Daniel, and it's the GitHub repository, and it has three components: the SexyPID Go libraries, which is more the main component, is the contain it's a library exporting the common function, CSecPID, which is a C library wrapper to build dynamic or static libraries and their H files, and that's what it's used, we'll see later, in Camaleo to build the SexyP module. And then we have SexyPIDX, which is the CLI tool and the HTTPI server for checking or building SIP identities. So why a standalone project first? So first was the idea of playing, of starting developing extension for Camaleo in Go language. Also, the idea was to have an HTTP